Good morning, my angels and angels. Thank you for tuning into the Morning Rush. How is everybody doing? I hope you guys are excited and as well off as I am today. Thank you so much for just tuning in and listening to it. I just went back and my numbers are getting better and better at the moment. I want to thank you guys for just listening to me as I do the Morning Rush and do the late night combos, because it really means a lot to me. I haven't been really doing a lot of late night combos, and it's nothing that you guys are doing. It's just I've been up and at it with my job. So without further ado, let's get it. Okay, the topic that we have today is perseverance. So, Tony, what do you mean by perseverance? Well, in my opinion, I feel like when we all need a little bit of, you know, just healing and also a little bit of understanding, we honestly find ourselves in a place where it's like, okay, what's going on? I mean, why is this happening? Like, what is it that I need to do so that I can get where I need to be at? So that's how I am right now, because I have a situation that is like killing me a little bit, because I'm just not getting what's going on within my environment. I have a little situation at work where I'm trying so hard. Of course, if you listen to my late night combos, you know the situation. So it was a placement where I had to honestly grade my own coaching the other day, and the point of it was, to me, I don't think it was a point of to see what I'm doing wrong. It was more so to try to prove that, you know, even coaching your own stuff is room for improvement, and it went totally left, honestly. I had the pleasure of working with my coach, and it was, I mean, I understand her point of view, but it's just a way of doing it, and that's what is bothering me. So, because I want a thing about me, I don't like a person that can't admit their faults. It just rattles my bones. It does. Why? Because it's like, I'm one of the people, I can admit when I'm wrong. I can admit when I'm, you know, just doing a tad bit too much. I can admit when I'm doing stuff. Like, I can admit that. But when the other person can't, or they just have to be right, that really does something to me. I don't know why, it just does. It's like, okay, what? Like, what is it that I'm doing so wrong that has you, like, not wanting to admit the faults that you carry? And it's just like, dang, like, I'm at that part of my wits. So why I chose perseverance is because even though I feel like I'm at my wit's end, I'm still gonna fight for what I believe in. And that is that I can do everything and that I can get better. Because sometimes it's not about what you say, it's how you say it. And I had to learn that from a good friend of mine that also works with me. And she basically let me know, you know, maybe it wasn't the way that you thought it was meant to be said, but it's the way you say it, and I understand where you're coming from. And I try to tell people, like, that's it. That's the point. Like, I can understand a lot, but if you're going to talk to me like, you know, I don't exist, then that's what bothers me a lot. Like, I can't deal with that, because I'm not a child. I'm very grown, and I don't act like a child. I act very mature for my age. So it's just little things that ticks me off, just like little things that would tick anybody off. And even though things get hard, I try to persevere and try to keep going, because I'm not the type to just give up when things get hard. I've never been that type to just give up when things get hard. That's just not, it's not in my blood. Like, I can't do that. I just can't. Like, it's not something that I'm willing to do. It's just not in my blood. I want to keep sacrificing and keep going and making sure that I'm doing what I need to do. That's me. And overall, I think this is a good message to anybody that feels like their back is up against the wall and they feel like they have to just give in. No. If it's something that, you know, is petty and little, yeah, go ahead and just let it go. But if it has something to do with your livelihood and also with what brings income to your family, no, don't give up. If you know that you're right, and not even the point of being right or wrong, it's just a more point of hear me out, and the person's not trying to hear you out because they just want to be right, then yes, you need to stand up for yourself. And I think that's the problem that we have as well. Like, it's more so of, I can say what I want to say, but you can't say what you want to say. You just have to say okay. And it shouldn't be like that. I'm not the type to just go and say what I gotta say and you can't hear me out. I mean, and I can't hear you out. No, I want to hear you out, and I want to hear what you have to say, you know. And even if I don't agree, I'm going to listen to it. At a certain extent, you know, I'm going to give you that credit where it's due. But I'm not that type of person to just, oh, I'm going to say what I got to say, and when you speak your mind, nope, that's not true. So, yeah, nope. No, I've never been that type of person. And it doesn't work that way. In my opinion, it just does not work that way. So that's honestly the most that I have for today, because it's more so of just a message to everyone that don't give up on what you believe in. One, two, don't let anything that is not making sense to you just give in. Like, don't do that. I mean, yes, I see if it was something that was important, then yes, that is very important that you need to understand what you're doing. But if it's something that you know for a fact that you are positive about, that you're really good at, don't just stand for it. Don't let somebody just keep talking you down. Get up. Keep going. Brush your shoulders off. And just take the notes, get what you can get, and just keep going about your day and try to prove that person that you are able to take what is given and show it in your work. But also don't just let things be a one-sided communication. That's really what I want people to learn. You can voice your opinion in a rightful manner. It does not have to be abrupted arguments or, well, I feel like, no. It does not have to be like that. It really doesn't. And it does not make you combative and argumentative if you state your opinion. It's just you want the best out of each conversation. So why not, you know? So that's all I have for you guys. I love you guys. And thank you for tuning in to The Morning Rush with me, your host, Tony. I'm sorry that's the little short, you know, but that's honestly all I have for today. But if you want to leave a voice message, please go ahead and download the Anchor app and just leave a voice message so I can hear your voices, because I love my angels and my angels. Y'all means a lot to me. So, yes, have a good day.